Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the text line about this World Series, my God, NBA Finals.
You wish. Actually, I kind of wish.
I know, right? I think this series boils down to what version of Porzingis the Celtics get. If he's close to 100%, the Celtics win. If not, it's a toss-up, in my opinion. Interesting. So, get to the Porzingis factor, but Jordan, I'm flummoxed. I don't know what to do here, because my original prediction, I think, before the conference finals, when the conference finals were set for the East and West, I had the Mavericks beating the Timberwolves, I had the Celtics beating the Pacers, and I'm almost certain I took the Celtics winning the championship in six games is what my prediction was before the conference finals.
Well, you, Mr. Smarty. Congrats.
At least I'm not going to sit here and say that I had the Mavericks all along, you know, before the playoffs started, right?
Like, no,
I've always thought the Mavericks were going to be here.
I think Stephen A. moved on.
Yeah. So, with that being said, though, I'm still kind of, like I said, flummoxed is the word, because I really don't know what the Celtics are going to do as far as a size component. They have a great core four players on the backcourt, and I guess you would say the forwards of the Jays in Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, Drew Holiday and Derek White. And Luka and Kyrie, they're going to get theirs, right? Like, as far as offense goes, like, this series is going to have plenty of it. But I am really, I don't know if concerned is the right word, or curious to see how Boston is able to counteract the size of the Dallas Mavericks. Like, as that texter says, like, what type of Porzingis are they going to get? But Porzingis isn't a down low paint guy for the most part. Yeah, he'll bang a little bit and he'll be down there just because he is 7'2", 7'3". But as far as like size and strength goes, I mean, you're given the lean towards the Mavericks with Derek Lively and Daniel Gafford and PJ Washington. He does hit threes, but he'll go down low as well. Like, that length and size on that side of this matchup, that's the part that makes me very, very curious to see how this series goes and how Boston is going to be able to counteract that. Because I'm still sticking with my Celtics, six games winning this 4-2 over the Mavericks. I think that this is going to be their like coronation series, and that, like, hey, we were this good all season long in the regular season. We've mopped the floor with all of our opponents in the Eastern Conference. And yeah, you could bring up the injuries factor, but even with that, we still did what we needed to do, right? No Haliburton. We beat them in, what is that, four or five games. We played against the Heat. No Jimmy Butler. We took care of them in quick work in five games. I'm forgetting the Cleveland Cavaliers. No Mitchell, no Allen, whatever the case was. We took care of them in five games. It wasn't like they played with their food and it was a seven-game series without these players, right? Like, they were like, okay, this team is down one of their key players. Let's take care of business. And they did in all three of those series, right? It wasn't wasn't competitive really in all of them. I guess you could say in the Pacers it was a little bit, but for the most part, I mean, Celtics, again, they won that series in, was that a sweep? I'm trying to remember. I don't think the Pacers got one, right? I'm totally blanking.
I feel like they got one, but God, I'm such a goldfish.
Seriously, right? Like, I am completely blanking on whether they got
one. No, 4-0. Solid sweep.
Okay. So,
yeah, it was because there was the, it's the game one collapse, I think, that you kind of thought that there was a Pacers win in there. And from there, it was just, nope, Pacers, bye-bye.
And then that game four was a pretty good one, actually. Now I'm thinking
105-102 final, yeah.
On Memorial Day on Monday when they played. So yeah, I'm still leaning Boston, but I'm very, very curious to see what they do with the size of Dallas.
You know, I know Dallas is technically, they are a bigger team, but the Pacers had some size as well. It's not like they're really throwing, I get that Lively's going to be getting block after block down there, but, you know, Gafford was the one who's only 6'10", that was kind of starting out these games for Dallas whenever they just kind of needed to get the offense going. Well, he's going to either get a couple of buckets down low, just easy, you know, start the offense to Gafford, or he's going to pick up a couple off of rebounds, and they were able to just kind of go consistently through the first quarter through Gafford through a lot of the playoffs so far. But Indiana, you know, they have, what, Miles Turner, 6'10", Pascal Siakam's a little bit smaller, but he plays in the middle a lot. Boston handled that just fine. I'm not scared to see Boston throwing a 7-foot Al Horford out there, plus a 7-foot whatever Kristaps Porzingis. You know, Kristaps, in this, if he plays in this instance, he's going to be the one to stretch this out. Horford's going to be the guy that's going to play a little more down low, but you know the NBA now. Everybody's a stretch. They're all kind of hanging around the three-point line a lot, and yeah, they're probably going to get some block shots. Tatum might, you know, be going to the hoop and just get some stuff just absolutely thrown out that you maybe wouldn't expect during the last couple of playoff series because they've been playing so well. But that's kind of the key here. Boston has been playing so well at the right time of year. And even if Dallas is big, can you stop their three scorers when they're on, Joe? I don't think you can. Tatum and Brown and whoever you want to throw in, I mean, whether it be Derek White one game, whether it be Horford hitting 7 threes to seal the series another game, like, they are unstoppable when they're scoring. So I don't care how big the other team is. I hate to say it, but I think I got to lean Boston here as well. You said 5 or 6.
I'm going 4-2 Boston on this.
If you're asking me to put money on it, yeah, it's probably like a minus 200 Boston and 6, but I would throw my money on that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Also on the Vancouver Forward text line, Should I do the read? Let's do the read.
Oh, I'll text throw it in there.
Vancouver Ford text line. Your dollar goes further at Vancouver Ford. Treat you right before, during, and after the sale. Visit VancouverFord.com. People are overcomplicating this series. The Mavs are the shiny new toy, and the C's are kind of old hat. But Boston is the better team overall and will win. I also think people are placing way too much stock in the failures of years ago, which I totally understand that. One of the things that drives me nuts about a current playoff series or team or something happening in the now is people like, well, here's their past record in conference finals or an NBA final. I'm like, okay, cool. So what does that have to do with now and this team with different players and this situation? Like, oh, nothing, because that was the past.
That's only relevant to the Cowboys.
Like, yeah, basically.
Sorry, Joe. Why are we going to do this? I had to take this shot.
Listen, I'm already catching strays because the damn Dallas Stars. Juicy Scars!
Yes.
And who else? The Dallas Mavericks. Because of two Dallas teams that are potentially going to be in championship rounds.
In an NFL market. My God. It is like poetry as a sports
fan. I'm just sitting at home the other night watching like SportsCenter or something like that, and they throw up a graphic like, how many years since the last conference finals or like league championship that these Dallas-based teams have been at? Rangers, 0 years. Dallas Stars, 0 years. Dallas Mavericks, 0 years. Dallas Cowboys, 27 years or some crap. And I'm just like, well, why we got to do this? Why am I catching strays? But hey, honestly, put that pressure on them. I don't even care. I agree with that texter and that overcomplicating the series. I feel like we're definitely prisoners of the moment sometime.
Yeah.
And what we just saw with the Mavericks and Kyrie and Luka and what they did the other night is that we're kind of lost in that moment. Like, damn, they're really good. That's a really good backcourt that is just potent offensively and seems to get any bucket they want. But this Celtics team won 64 games for a reason. They're really good too. They have, again, four players on their starting lineup between the Jays, Drew Holiday, who is a champion, and Derek White, who has been playing fantastically for them this entire season, that I'm going to lean towards the Celtics. I don't want to overthink this and overcomplicate it too much. I mean, the Mavericks are a great team, no doubt. Right now, and I couldn't tell if this was more so a value thing or, if this is how the audience actually feels, but referencing the AAA heating and cooling poll question from Primetime the other day, the question is, where is your money going for the NBA Finals? And the Mavericks won that poll question 52.6% to 47.4%. The Celtics are a -210 favorite. Mavericks a +175 dog. So
people playing the other side there. Okay, that's interesting.
Which I don't blame you. Like, right? If you're going to, that's not, it's not crazy. +175, that's pretty good odds. So it's like, why not throw a couple bucks on the Mavericks to take the series and win it? But I think just talent-wise, again, very curious to see what they do to combat the size. Outside of Porzingis, I mean, who are you going to throw out there as far as length and size-wise? I mean,
Cornette.
Seriously, he is the next tallest person on that roster.
God.
Outside of Kristaps Porzingis at 7'1". And then you got...
Horford.
But he is registered 6'9 on the roster. The next tallest guy after him is Tatum at 6'8". Xavier Tillman at 6'7". They got some dude, Nenius Queta, at 7 foot. Tell me if you've heard of him before.
I've seen his card. That's about it.
Drew Peterson, 6'9". I think this was the kid where the pictures of him were going around in the locker room of him with the Eastern Conference Finals trophy at his locker. And people are like, who the hell is that? It was like when Kendrick Perkins was taking a picture with the Eastern Conference Finals trophy when he was on the Cavs that one random year years ago. And people were like, no, don't do this. Do not let him take a picture with that trophy.
I think us West Coasters should know who Drew Peterson is. He played in the now deceased Pac-12 for USC.
I'm seeing that now. USC. Yeah, I do not remember
I don't know.
At all.
Nope.
I am curious to see what the Celtics do with the size of the Mavericks and if that becomes a problem for them. I think they do have the coaching advantage the Mavericks do and Jason Kidd.
Yeah.
We shall see what happens. Game one of this series will start on Thursday, June 6th, and that is a 5:30 tip-off time on ABC.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.